Hello and welcome to the DMOB podcast, weekly smartphone and tech news from around the UK.
I always love coming to Barcelona for Mobile World Congress. Seeing all of the world's best tech brands show off their latest and greatest tech is a real buzz for me. But this year it's even more exciting than usual, especially with folding and 5G phones grabbing the headlines. You're watching Direct Mobile's TV and this is the best of MWC 2019. And we'll start with Huawei, who on top of their incredibly compelling existing lineup, have shown off their Folding Mate X. We think this looks even better than the Samsung Galaxy Fold and is 5G capable. It's beautifully executed and boasts an 8-inch display when unfolded, which reduces to 6.8 inches on the front and 6.4 inches on the back when folded. The camera module runs all the way down the right side of the device, and we're treated to a new camera system with the Mate X. Huawei are keeping the details of the system quite close to their chest, and I can't wait to get this device in the studio to see how it compares with their current triple camera setup on the Mate 20 Pro. Next up is Sony's new lineup for 2019, and it's drop dead gorgeous, although it has lost the ambient flow design. Their flagship, which many thought was going to be called the Xperia XZ4, is actually called the Xperia 1. The 21:9 aspect ratio and the cutting-edge display technology make this phone pure cinematic indulgence. Sony also have the mega widescreen Xperia 10 Plus on display here at MWC, as well as the regular Xperia 10. These two devices replace the XA2 and XA2 Ultra in Sony's lineup. All three look great, and don't forget, we'll be testing all three in the studio to see how they stack up against the competition. Among that competition, of course, is Samsung. And although we managed to get hands-on with the S10 series a few days before Samsung's Unpacked launch event, which was just before MWC, this trio of phones is right up there with the best on display here. If you're a Galaxy S series fan, then you're in for a treat, as this time around the changes look and feel immense. You've got the S10e, the S10 and the S10 Plus. And we have full reviews, camera tests and comparison videos coming up, so stay tuned. If you haven't seen it already, then check out my S10 series hands-on video for a quick look at the main specs and details. Over to LG now, and we had some fun testing out the Hand ID on the LG G8 ThinQ. This device actually manages to read the veins in your hand so you can control the phone. It does take a bit of getting used to, it seems, but it's great to see brands like LG constantly pushing the boundaries of what can be done. The G8 ThinQ is a great looking phone and packs a punch with the specs. Finally, there's the pentalens setup on the Nokia 9 PureView. That's right, 5 cameras on the back of this phone, all 12 megapixel sensors and all covered with Zeiss optics. Now, I think this phone might split opinion amongst a lot of people because it's quite hard to defend that 5 cameras is actually overkill. But personally, being a camera fan, I couldn't wait to get this phone in my hand to see its real capabilities. Taking 5 pictures simultaneously means that you're going to get some incredible HDR effects, and you have the ability to blur the background and to change the perspective after the shot's been taken. Can't wait to get this one into the studio. Make sure you're subbed to Direct Mobiles, especially if you're a camera fan, because I will be doing a full and in-depth review of this one. So if you're lucky enough to be in the market for a new phone this year, you have an incredible array of stunning phones to choose from. These are our favourites here at MWC 2019. I'm David and thanks for watching. I'll see you next time. With over 24 years of award-winning customer service, find your next phone at Direct Mobiles.
Okay, that's it for this week. If you like what you hear, hit subscribe and we can keep you updated on all the latest smartphone news and reviews as kind of new stuff's announced. Would love it if you could leave a review. We're totally new to this podcasting thing, so any feedback, things you'd like to hear more of or less of would be really be appreciated. If you want to kind of find out more about us, head to directmobiles.co.uk. That's our website, that's the home of our blog, news updates, latest offers across Samsung, Apple, Huawei, Sony, EE, Vodafone. They're all on there at directmobiles.co.uk. You'll also find us on YouTube, just search for Direct Mobiles TV, where you'll find unboxings and handset reviews, all the latest phones. Our new reviews of the iPhone XS and XR have just gone live on there. You'll find us on Facebook as well, Direct Mobiles UK, Twitter with Direct Mobiles UK, Instagram, Direct Mobiles. So wherever you hang out on social media and that, we're around. So thanks for listening and we'll see you soon. Cheers.